we certainly have seen a decrease in the amount of cannabis cases that we prosecute. What we deal with on the criminal side is really the large-scale sale distribution of cannabis. And oftentimes, that occurs in conjunction with other crimes. So possession with intent to deliver, other illegal substances, cocaine, heroin, meth. So this move towards legalization of recreational cannabis, I don't know whether that's going to change the criminality of what will, I guess, essentially be black market.
You don't know whether or not legalizing recreational is going to affect the black market sale of marijuana.
Right. I think that's a big question. You know, are people going to turn from buying cannabis in an illegal way to, you know, going to the cannabis store where the prices are going to be higher? I mean, certainly I think there will be people who do that, but, you know, those people we are already not prosecuting.
And so I know that you're concerned about juveniles using the drug. How do you want the state to address that concern if recreational cannabis becomes a reality in Illinois?
I handle a juvenile delinquency caseload. I am in delinquency court almost on a daily basis. And we see juveniles under 18, who are committing serious offenses, who admit to smoking cannabis almost on a daily basis. That affects their decision-making. That affects their coping skills. And so we have got to have a focus on treatment, on how we're going to address, you know, the cannabis use and how we're going to educate our young people as we move forward.
Would you like any of the funding that comes from recreational marijuana, if it's legalized in Illinois, to address those concerns, to address treatment of substance abuse, specifically for juveniles?
Oh, I think that would be a great idea, absolutely, because the resources for substance abuse treatment for juveniles, well, really for substance abuse treatment for everyone, but specifically for juveniles, is limited.
And I wonder where you stand as a prosecutor and as a resident of Illinois on this issue.
I personally don't have an issue with adults who can make decisions for themselves, who want to, you know, use cannabis in their living rooms. I have concern about safety on our roadways, and I think that we are working with the legislature on addressing those issues as well. But again, that's a funding piece, too. We also need to have the funding to train our officers in the detection of impairment by cannabis. The field sobriety tests that one does when there's a concern about alcohol use are different from the tests to detect cannabis use. And there are only, in the entire state of Illinois now, there are only 50 police officers who are certified to do those tests. In Champaign County, we have one. So that's a safety issue and a funding issue that, you know, that we need to address before we can move forward.